भगवद्गीता 11.1 अर्जुन उवाच मदनुग्रहाय परमं गुह्यमध्यात्मसङ्गितं यत्तयोक्तं वचस्तेन मोहोऽयं विगतो मम. सो हियर द 11th चैप्टर इज बिगिनिंग एंड द 10th चैप्टर एंडेड विथ द डिक्लेरेशन दैट everything attractive comes from Krishna. The attractiveness of everything attractive comes from a spark of Krishna's splendor, and there is no need for Krishna to describe his glories. Athava bahunaitena kim yatena tava arjuna ishtabhyahmidam krishnam ekamshena stito jagat. Ekamshena, by one fragment of him, he sustains the whole universe. Mama tejo amsha sambhava. So the word amsha came in two successive verses. One that Krishna is the sustainer of everything by just his amsha. And everything attractive in this world manifests the amsha, a spark of his glory. So now in this 12th chapter, in this 11th chapter, Arjuna will ask Krishna to reveal how by a fragment of himself he sustains this universe. Now, that request Arjuna preludes by an expression of gratitude. Madanugrahaya paramam madanugrahaya. Out of your great mercy on me, O Lord, madanugraha. Krishna has used the word Matesham eva anukampartham. In 10.11, anukampa, mercy, madanugraha, mercy upon me. So Krishna has said that by his mercy upon his devotees, he from tesham eva anukampartham ajnana janta mahanashayamyatma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvatah. That out of his great mercy on his devotees, he frees them from the illusion of material existence and remove the darkness of knowledge by illumining within their hearts that from the darkness of ignorance by illumining within their hearts the torchlight of knowledge. So what Krishna is told that he does for his devotees, Arjuna is now confirming that Krishna has done for him. Madanugrahaya, out of your mercy on me, Paramam guhyam adhyatma sangitam. That is the word paramam, so your supreme mercy, or it could work paramam guhyam, your most confidential knowledge. You have given to me adhyatma sangitam, spiritual knowledge you have given. Now Krishna has earlier talked about this confidential knowledge. Bhuya eva mahabaho shunume paramam vacham. So at the start of the 10th chapter, Bhuya eva mahabaho. Mahabaho, again I am speaking this knowledge to you. Shrunu me paramam vachaha, I am speaking my supreme words. So here he is moving forwards and he is stating that knowledge. Krishna, Arjuna is acknowledging that Krishna has given that knowledge. And yattvayoktam vachastena. That yattvaya uktam, that which has been spoken by you, uktam, vachastena, by those words, mohoyam vigato mama, mohoyam, my moha, my illusion, vigato mama, it has disappeared, it has gone. So, we see here Krishna's words have had the effect. Kutastva kashmalamidam. Vishame samupasthitam anarijushitam aswargyam akirtikaram arjuna klaibhyam maasmagam hakkartha partha naitattvayutapadyate kshudram rudaya daurbalyam tyaktvotishtha parantapa. In 2.2 and 3, Krishna had told Arjuna, where has this contamination, where has this impurity come from heart, where has this weakness of heart come, daurbalyam, rudaya daurbalyam, so where has it come from? So, because of illusion, there is weakness of heart. Now, biologically or physically, we say that a person has a weak heart when the heart is not able to pump blood into the body. Spiritually, when we use the word weakness of heart, that means the heart does not have enough strength to push aside undesirable emotions, to do its function. There are two kinds of emotions in our heart, broadly speaking. There are higher ennobling emotions and there are lower degrading emotions. And when the heart is strong, that means one is able to recognize the lower emotions as lower and one is able to resist them. And one is able to recognize the higher emotions as higher and is able to sustain them. But when one is not able to do this, at that time a person becomes bound. So essentially, mohoyam vigato mama, my moha has gone. So what is moha? What is the illusion which Arjuna was suffering from? Under the spell of illusion, we think of less important things to be more important and more important things to be less important. Under illusion, we think our body and its drives are more important than the soul and its aspirations. So when the moha goes away, mohoyam vigato mama vigato. Krishna has used the word vigata several times in the Bhagavad Gita. Dukkheshu anudvigna manaha sukheshu vigata spruha vitaraga bhaya krodha stita dhir muniruchyate. 2.56 he has said that sukheshu vigata spruha, when there's a happy situation, one doesn't desire more and more and more of that materially happy situation, thinking that this is myself, the goal and perfection of life, I don't need anything more. No, the person understands that actually life is temporary and there is no need to crave for permanence in material things. Rather, if there is some stability in the material, we use it to increase our momentum in the spiritual. Now, here, Arjuna was confused about his duty, and that confusion about his duty came from a confusion about his identity along with a confusion about his destiny. So all such illusion about what he was meant to do, who he was and what he was meant to ultimately achieve, all such illusion has been dissipated. And by now Arjuna is going to ask a question, desiring to see Krishna's Vishwarupa. That request will be made in verses 3rd and 4th. Here, in one sense, Arjuna is reiterating what he has said earlier in the 10th chapter after hearing the Chatushloki. There he stated that he asserted Krishna's supreme position, reiterated what Krishna has said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, and then it's Sarvam Metadratam Manye, accept everything that you say. And here he is saying that, yes, your mohoyam vigato mama, my moha is gone. And in the next verse also, he will say, how कमलपत्राक्ष महात्म्यमपि चाव्ययम्। यू ओ लोटस आई लॉर्ड, योर इनएक्सॉस्टिबल इम्पेरिशबल ग्लोरीज आई हैव अंडरस्टूड बाय योर मर्सी थ्रू योर वर्ड्स एंड विल सी द सेम सिमिलर वर्ड्स विल बी स्पोकन बाय अर्जुन एट द एंड ऑफ द भगवद गीता in 18.73 when he says nashto moha smriti labdha tat prasadan maya achyuta stito smigata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So he says nashto moha, that my moha is gone, tat prasadan by your mercy, the same words that moho yam vigato mama and adanugrahaya paramam. So anugraha is same as prasada, and so same meaning and similar words are used there. So in one sense, Arjuna has already reached the conclusion of the Gita. Arjuna has already acquired the same understanding that he will say that he has acquired at the end of the Gita. His illusion is already gone. So the subsequent questions from here onwards are primarily for Lokahita, are for the benefit of the world. So when Krishna has explained his supreme position and Arjuna has accepted that, from here onwards when Arjuna asks questions, these are primarily for the sake of clarifying various other related concepts, related spiritual concepts which are known to the people at that time, and how they are connected with this vision of a theistic cosmology, of a devotional centered worldview, how everything relates with that. So Krishna will ask, Arjuna will ask various questions in this chapter about the Vishwarupa, next chapter about the impersonal form, the third next chapter about the concepts of Sankhya philosophy, then the 17th chapter about the Shraddha, categories of Shraddha, and the 18th chapter a question that will sum it all together about sannyas and tyaga. So here Arjuna is already enlightened, of course from a transcendental perspective. Arjuna was already enlightened and he's been put under delusion by Krishna, so that by Krishna's arrangement, so that he can ask questions and Krishna can benefit the world. But even within that transcendentally arranged illusion of Arjuna, by this point he has come out of that illusion and now he's asking questions for the sake of benefiting the world. Thank you.